My special guest is Ace Baker, a producer, composer, expert on digital processing. We're talking about issues related to video fakery on 9/11. Ace, where would you like to continue?
Go to acebaker.blogspot.com and we'll look for Dynamic Duo Segment 3. You can either just scroll down to it, or in the right-hand margin, there should be a link for Dynamic Duo, the date 22708, and Segment 3.
Yeah, I'm there.
And we'll hit that. And so we got to talk about the Hutchison effect. Of course, there's been in the news lately, so to speak, with regard to 9/11. And
I'll mention for our audience, by the way, that we're going to have Hutchison himself and Judy Wood on tomorrow to talk about all this. So if this whets your appetite, you want to be sure to tune in tomorrow for further discussion.
And so let me just say that there are a lot of disciplines that are relevant to 9/11. And while nuclear physics and quantum mechanics are not my areas of expertise, video fakery is. So let's have a look at this YouTube video. I've edited together some of the Hutchison effect videos that I've found. So I'll just hit play, and part one is called Stuff Wiggles.
Do I count down?
And or falls up. So we're looking at there's a carton of juice that falls upwards. There's a wrench.
Should we count down to start them to play at the same time?
I'll back up. I'm sorry. Yeah, let me do that. Okay, so we're ready to go. Like 3, 2, 1, go.
Got it.
Oh, it's part one.
Yep.
Endor falls up.
Right.
So, yeah, there's like a... Here we see a juice carton that sort of falls upwards. Then we've got this adjustable wrench going upwards. Here's like a bent pole. Like gravity. It's wiggling around. You'd think it would roll over and land on its side, but it's kind of wiggling there, and that seems very strange. Like it's defying gravity somehow. It looks very, very interesting. Here's a little cup. I can't tell if it's glass or metal, but there's some kind of goop in there that's falling upwards. Again, it's bulging up, appears to be defying gravity, and it's bulging upwards there and sort of falling up. That's very interesting. Here we have some kind of a metal box that looks like it's on the floor, and it's perched on a pointed edge, and again appears to be violently wiggling around, defying gravity. There's a 7-Up can that falls up, more pliers that fall up, looks like an ashtray that falls up. So this is very interesting, strange stuff here. Let's scroll down to the next video. There you can see there's, I think, the reference frame or whatever they call it. There's like there's me juggling, and in the foreground here we have this little...
Should we start it at the same time?
So let's we'll do a countdown.
Yeah.
Watch this little YouTube video here. This is anti-gravity goop.
Right.
3. You ready?
Yeah.
2, 1, go.
Got it.
This should be real quick. A little goop. Yeah, there's audio, but we don't need it. And the goop is falling upwards. There's me in the background. I'm juggling. I actually screw up here, and I was trying to bounce the ball. Whoa, I actually kind of dropped it.
But the goop went upwards.
The goop went up. So this is my way of... doing a little one-upsmanship on Hutchison's videos, and at the same time pointing out something that's missing from his video, and that is a reference of which way's up and which way's down. In my video, of course, I'm juggling.
Yeah.
He would be quite impossible to juggle upside down. My hair would be going the wrong way for one.
Yeah.
The balls would behave the way that they do, but it's my not so subtle way of the Hutchison videos, which way's up and which way's down. We'll scroll down and we'll watch one more of my videos. Tesla's dancing through, and then we'll I'll talk about what these are actually. Ready to go on Tesla's dancing through. This, maybe turn your audio up. There's like a little brief techno music. So if you get your audio, maybe you'll
hear.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
That's a little mirror in the background.
For that. So I imagine we're coming pretty close up onto the break. Is that right? I don't know.
Well, we got another minute and a half.
Another minute or so.
Yeah.
So these videos I've made here, and we'll look at another one later in the next segment. I'll start by saying I have not discovered any strange energy effects of any kind. They're in fact video fakery. They are the foreground with the little house that you see with the floor and the mirror and the little furniture and whatever else I put in there are upside down. I shot them upside down and actually held things in place with a magnet on the back side, on the underneath side where you can't see it, but I was just holding it with my hand. So, for example, that screw appears to be dancing around and wiggling around and so forth. It's actually hanging upside down from what would be like the ceiling. And I'm wiggling it around with a magnet on the back side, so I'm able to make it do all sorts of crazy things. And, of course, then when I pull the magnet away, it falls down. But now we're looking at the whole video upside down, so, of course, it falls up. Same thing with that little paper cup full of honey. It was. I got it cold, so it wasn't super runny, but I put a little chunk of steel in the bottom side of that cup so that I could then hold on to it with a magnet from the other side, and then eventually, you know, the honey was falling, dripping down, so it looks like it's dripping up, and then I pulled a magnet away from the back side, and then the whole thing falls down. So
stand by, we'll be right back with my special guest Ace Baker. This is Jim Fetzer, your host on the Dynamic Duo. Today my special guest is Ace Baker. And we're on his site, acebaker.blogspot.com, and we've been looking at some videos related to the Hutchison effect or something like it. And am I to infer, Ace, that you're a bit skeptical about the Hutchison effect?
I'd have to say so, yeah. I actually remember first seeing some of his videos a long time ago. A friend of mine had a VHS tape, and I don't know where he got it, but this was, you know, 10 or more years ago, and it was one of those copies of a copy type of thing, and he was excited about it, and I looked at it way back then, and I remember my first impression, you know, when I saw a lot of stuff falling up was, well, it's probably stuff falling down, and the camera's probably upside down.
Yeah.
That's the most logical explanation.
Yeah.
So lately I've been, you know, looking at them again with fresh eyes, and again, this, you know, I I've been into video faces. I love it. I used to play with magnets, and so you can definitely make things do weird movements when you're controlling them with magnets. I probably would, first guys to figure out magnetism way back hundreds and hundreds of years ago or whenever could probably really, freak out the rest of the people who
So is Red Bull Can another in the series?
Yeah. So, that's in segment four, and we can look at that. Now this is a fairly recent one of John Hutchison's, and he's got...
You mean this is an actual Hutchison video?
The first one that says Red Bull Can, it's like a yellowish colored room, and you see like pipes or whatever in the wall, and then there's a small Red Bull Can there, sitting there, and then there's, I don't know what there is on the upper left-hand corner of the screen, it looks like, I don't know what it is, but anyway, yeah, let's look at his video.
Should we do a countdown?
3, 2, 1, hit it. And so he's got a blue screen, John Hutchison, Red Bull Can Experiment, November 2007. This is pretty recent, just a few months ago. And it's pretty strange. Red Bull Can, and it looks like it's sitting on the floor, and it's wiggling back and forth for no apparent reason. And it is bending, like the can is bending in the middle, and then it just sort of hops backwards. That's weird. And again, it's sort of, walking around and sliding around, but also it is a little hard to see, it's YouTube, but the can itself is sort of bending, flexing in the middle, and the whole thing, when that's leaning over, now it's leaning over and like defying gravity, it's like hanging, it's like leaning almost all the way to the floor, but not quite. It's like sort of hanging there, and then it's like bending in the middle, so this is some strange stuff. And it's, now the entire thing is rotating around the other way.
So you suspect magnets on the other side?
And then there it falls up, and then it flies around again.
Which might be falling down.
Right.
That window frame or whatever could be the top of a door rather than the bottom of a window frame. This is very curious indeed. I'm going to have the fellow on tomorrow with Judy, so we'll be talking about his explanation. What do you take to be the explanation? What is supposed to be the Hutchison effect?
I was looking on his website, or on one of them. I think it was a few days ago. I think it's HutchisonEffect.ca, maybe. It's something like that. I'm sure they'll give it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I couldn't really find. I don't know exactly what his apparatus is or what have you. I'm not sure. I mean, as near as I can understand it, he says that he's tapped into zero point energy or something that perhaps Nikola Tesla discovered a long time ago, but it's been kept top secret. Which, by the way, I will be the first to say that Tesla was a genius of unparalleled magic. And there is a lot of very strange, Tesla, he invented the vacuum tube and discovered radio frequency and, invented alternating current and, the Tesla coil and a bunch of other things. All that was early in his life. And, the last decades of his life, he was doing something, and apparently all his notes and diagrams have sort of mysteriously disappeared. And
Tesla's.
Yeah, I do think that there might very well be something very powerful, very mysterious that has been discovered and that has been kept secret. Until something really strong comes along to change I do have to say that I think that Hutchison's videos are, I have a, a candidate for who I think actually is the originator of the Hutchison effect, and we'll get down to that maybe in the next segment there.
Well, I just did a Google, and of course the first thing came up was a Wikipedia article on him saying that his effects have been proven difficult to replicate.
And you know, of course, that's science. You know, you have to be able to replicate it. You know, that's why I've been trying to, you know, for example, replicate the positing in the nose out. I mean, I think I did that. I think I've shown.
Yeah, you recreated it. That's right.
How they do that. So, it's tough for me. I mean, this is there's been no bigger supporter certainly of Judy Wood's work than I. But I have to. I just feel compelled to offer whatever input that I can in my strongest area of expertise. And while I don't really know that much about quantum mechanics, I do know a thing or two about video.
Stand by. We'll be right back with my special guest, Ace Baker. This is Jim Fetzer, your host on the Dynamic Duo. I must apologize to my audience for being under the weather. If you're hearing coughs and guffaws and so forth, I've had this stomach flu for the last several days, and it's really taken a lot out of me. My special guest today, as we continue, is Ace Baker, whom I consider to be quite brilliant and who does wonderful work as a composer and musician and a digital analyst. Ace, what should we do? We got a couple more here to look at?
Yeah, so we're at acebaker.blogspot, and then find Dynamic Duo segment 4, hit that, and we looked at Hutchison's Red Bull can experiment, and so we can look at and my Red Bull can experiment here that I did.
Okay.
And we'll count down into it here if you've got it.
Yeah.
Ready to go. 3, 2, 1.
Got it.
And there's not a lot of loud sound at all, but you can definitely hear the can.
I hear the clock ticking. I see the can moving.
Yeah. So we see the can is tipping back and sort of balancing up on one edge, but we have a sense of continuous time, and sometimes the playback on YouTube can be glitchy, but the original video, certainly there's the second on the digital clock that you see there absolutely continuously, and the pendulum on the pendulum clock swings back continuously. So we'll notice that here in a minute the Red Bull can continues to wiggle, and pretty soon it's going to spontaneously start to become crushed. It goes on, for a little while here. It took a while the effect to start really kicking in. I was having a good time. Of course, you're rotating. It's standing up and spinning around and rotating. Now you can see it's got a dent in it. And I don't know if you've got the sound up, you'll hear.
I hear
these. You can hear it sliding around and.
Yeah.
And you can hear these deformations. It's kind of popped.
I see a slight deformation in the side.
Yeah, and it's gonna continue on here. I think I might be like a little behind where you are, but and it gets worse and worse, more crushed here. Time continues to tick on, I was trying to have fun with it, and so it's gradually just going to get crushed, and at the very end, it falls up. And then it's going to come back down and the way I did this, the little blue house is hanging upside down, and I put some into the bottom of the Red Bull can. The Red Bull can is aluminum, I think, so it doesn't, you can't hold it with a magnet, but I put some steel screws in there. And then so I'm in, you know, above that, which, you know, in this video appears to be below the floor, but it's
sorry. Right.
You know, working that magnet, and when I would tip the magnet up on one side, that would make hands sort of hang slightly sideways.
So this is a powerful enough magnet to cause the can to crunch?
No. No, not at all. So so that I would just reach in every so often and just crush a part of the can, and then crush it some more, and reach in and crush it some more, and then I just took and edited out all the parts where my hand was in. I just took those parts out. And the rest of them are real. It looks, the motion, when you move it around, it's strange. It almost looks like stop motion photography, but it's not. It almost looks like Gumby or something, the way it
moves.
Yeah.
So the editing is sort of the left half, and the clocks keep going. I mean,
So now that started out as a completely separate video. I just shot video of the clock on the floor, and at a downward angle. And whereas the house and so forth, I shot at an upwards angle. The lighting is very important for shooting that house. I made sure the light down low, so that when I flipped it upside down, it would look like the light was coming from above. And then it was a video composite. I put the two together, and I was able to mask off the edge of that little house. You can just go into this. I did this one in Final Cut Pro. You can just go and draw lines on the screen and say, this shape here, from this point to that point to this point to this point, you just mark points and say anything inside this shape become transparent. And so that little triangular area, that's all I did, just mask those off. But it's my, you know, my little way of pointing out what's happening, and that is, first of all, sense of up and down, because a pendulum clock, of course, the pendulum won't work upside down, and then just continuous time. It's my way of proving, quote unquote, proving that there's no edit, because the little seconds on the digital clock,
right,
keep time.
But right,
of course, it's all fakery, you know. And there's
well,
that's how I did it.
You've certainly given us a lot to think about, Ace. It'll be most interesting to have him and Judy on tomorrow to talk about his own work. The Wikipedia article is pretty skeptical, talking about the difficulty of even he himself being able to replicate his own phenomena. But I'm most curious, I mean, the effect has a cause. And I understand the cause of the effects you're presenting, which are not unusual, but merely, you know, contrived. Does he have an explanation? What's the cause his effects?
That's the question. I mean, I don't, you know, as much as I can gather, he is somehow summoning up high amounts of energy. He says, in terawatts worth of energy. And I believe, I don't want to put any words in his mouth, I believe he's saying that he himself doesn't fully understand it. You know, I've heard him say, you know, that he doesn't know, he doesn't really know math or anything like that. So, well, that's fine. It's apparently a subatomic, you know, quantum mechanics, or somehow summoning up the ether or the zero point energy, and harnessing it in ways that are conceived, but that are very unpredictable and not able to make work every time.
Well, since he and Judy are going to be my guests tomorrow, I don't want to offer any preliminary opinions, but I'm fashioning them, and it will be most interesting to have a conversation with him about all this. I mean, in science, of course, when you're talking about relations between causes and effects, you have to be able to detect the presence or absence of the purported cause and the presence or absence of the purported effect. to determine whether or not when you have the purported cause, you get the purported effect. And you try to refute the claim that there's a causal connection by seeing if you can have the purported cause present and the absence of the purported effect. What I am troubled by here is just the appearance of an effect with no obvious purported cause.
Right. Well, that's, you know, that we can look in the third one down here, and you can just, you know, look at any part of it. It's a cute little video. There's a little toy UFO that's down there.
And okay, hang on. We'll come back to it. This is Jim Fetzer, your host on the Dynamic Duo. Stand by with my special guest, Ace Baker. My special guest today has been Ace Baker, composer, musician, expert on digital processing. I'm kind of struck, Ace, that this thing I just printed off of Wikipedia, it says on the last page, this page was last modified on 27 February 2008 at 16:55.
Oh.
That's about the time we're going on the air. It's being modified.
Yeah, well, don't know.
Very curious. Anyhow, yeah, you got another one we ought to look at here, another clip?
Yeah, there's another Hutchison one, and we're on acebaker.blogspot and on segment 4, and about the third video down, there's one, oops, you're supposed to crop out the string. Now, we have to look at this. This is going to hit play. We don't necessarily
know. Oh, segment 4.
That's from segment 4, yeah, about the third video down, a little YouTube. I just wrote, oops, you have to crop out the string. We see a little toy UFO.
I'm looking for the phrase, oops.
Oh, okay.
Do I need to refresh again?
Might need to reload that, yeah. If you loaded
okay.
It a while ago, I just stuck this one up there a while ago. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Taking me a second to reload.
Yeah.
I just hate to see that little colored wheel spinning around because I know I'm not in control.
It is. Rainbow Beach Ball of Doom.
Rainbow Beach Ball of Doom, yeah.
These users have no clue what we're even talking about, probably. Little Macintosh thing, yeah, it just means wait. Hurry up and wait, yeah. I don't know,
but it's taking a little too long here.
Yeah, well, I'll go ahead and start it and just talk it down.
Yeah, I think you ought to do that just because I can't get it up. Go ahead.
We see, this is one of Hutchison's videos, and we see a room. On the left are panels of some kind of apparatus, of knobs and dials and whatnot, but there's a little piece of plywood, and there's a little toy UFO, silver with a red, like, flashing light on top, and the UFO levitates. It's going up and down and spinning around. But the problem, unfortunately, is that on the upper left-hand part of the screen, you see a string.
This is even mentioned in Wikipedia.
There you go. Now, that's the sound of power right there.
Well... And I had to restart.
That'll probably work and get it going. But so there's this, you see the string on the left-hand side of the picture, and, you know, somebody's yanking on the string, and every time the string yanks, the little UFO goes up, and then the string comes down, and the UFO comes down. And evidently, you know, this video is not on Hutchison's site anymore, but it was him, and I guess, he was doing this one for some TV show. You could maybe ask him or whatever, but
Discovery.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, I think I was reading about it here in the Wikipedia article on it.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, I hadn't seen that. In any case, there's there's a darn string, you know, and you know, I mean, it's just. No, I'm sorry.
According to the article, he claimed it was a power supply.
Okay. looks to me like there's a string that then loops over a hook, and then it goes down, and it's probably, you know, black colored string or something that's attached to that UFO, and then yanking the thing up and down. You know, And maybe it's power supply, but I don't know, it looks like he's yanking the thing on a string to me.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, his explanation.
Yeah, yeah. So I think actually I might have read somewhere that he originally said that it was part of his apparatus. It was a high voltage wire. And then later on, I believe it's my understanding that he actually admitted that he had string, and what it was.
Well, hey, I just happened to go back to my email, and we got a question here from Judy, who wants to know if you could go to drjudywood.com/JJ, okay? So drjudywood.com/article/JJ, two capital J's, slash, and to view this video, and...
Which one is it?
I'm not quite sure which one she means, but it might be. It's supposed to be the water, something to do with the water. So.
Oh, the boat on the water?
Maybe it is. Yeah, let's look at the boat on the water.
Yeah, I have that one. Yeah.
Let's do the countdown and look at it together.
Okay. Yeah, I think I have that one on my channel as well.
Well, you're on Judy's site.
Let me get there. If it's the boat in the water one here.
Yeah, it's down below about, you know, more than a dozen images at the top. That's the first.
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, let's do a countdown.
Okay. So, 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah.
You see a blue screen, Hutchison effect, boat on the water.
Actually, Sean Hutchison, boat experiment, yeah.
We see water, and we see a boat, and we see...
it's a model of a ship, of course. This is a small...
Right.
I used to make these plastic boats when I was a kid.
Right. So there's, like, three strange things about this video. One, the boat moves. How would that be? Well, we don't see the far right end of the boat is cropped out.
Yeah.
So somebody could be holding the end of the boat and moving it. The second strange thing that we see is we see flames that appear to spontaneously come up around the back side and on the front side. And then they...
Flames.
Huh?
Flames, you're saying, or water?
Flames.
Fire.
There's like flames that appear on the boat.
Yeah. A
few different spots. And then there's...
Very, very briefly, though.
Very, very briefly. And then within one frame... They disappear, and in that exact same frame, the water calms down. Well, that's an edit, what that's called. I believe the fire probably is real. It probably has, like, flash powder or something like that. But you light it, and it burns, and, you know, you then edit out the parts where you reach in and light things, and you edit out the parts, but... It clearly, when the flames go out, the water cuts to a different shot. The vibration in the water is vibration. It's like a vibrating sander or some kind of a vibrator, and you vibrate the tub, and you can get these standing waves and these...
Yeah.
You know, so I'll get on that one, and I'll make you a nice boat with some.
Well, I'm sure that I'll be on this page tomorrow with Judy and Hutchins, so it'll be most interesting to Hutchison to talk about this with them. You certainly primed the pump here in terms of stimulating interest about exactly what's going on here. This will be fascinating.
So back on my page, there's, you know, in closing, just in case there's nobody that's ever seen it, one of the most wonderful pieces of video fakery ever done in the history of mankind was done in 1952, I believe, and the very last one on segment four, you can see it. It was from a movie called The Royal Wedding. I'm sure you've seen it, but maybe there's some people.
Hey, I'm going to have you back, and I'm going to have you back soon, my friend, okay?
There you go.
Thank you so much for coming on. It's been fascinating. And everyone, stand by for tomorrow. We're going to have John Hutchison and Judy Wood on to discuss their collaborative research. We'll see what's going on. Stand by. Jim Fetzer, your host on the Dynamic Duo. Special thanks to Ace Baker. Thank you all for listening. All right.